In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are here.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism, you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sin. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Introit on the third Sunday of Easter, insert.
All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you.
One generation shall commend your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wondrous works I will meditate. They shall speak of the might of
God, through the humiliation of your Son, you raised up the fallen world. Grant to your faithful people, rescued from the peril of everlasting death, perpetual gladness and eternal joys. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. The first reading for the third Sunday of Easter is from Acts chapter 9. But Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now as he went on his way, he approached Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. And falling to the ground, he heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, hearing the voice but seeing no one. Saul rose from the ground, and although his eyes were opened, he saw nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And for 3 days he was without sight and neither ate nor drank. Now there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And the Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias." And he said, "Here I am, Lord." And the Lord said to him, "Rise and go to the street called Straight. And at the house of Judas, look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. For behold, he is praying. And he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him, so that he might regain his sight." But Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who call on your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine, to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." So Ananias departed and entered the house. And laying his hands on him, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus who appeared to you on the road by which you came has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. Then he rose and was baptized, and taking food, he was strengthened. For some days he was with the disciples at Damascus, and immediately he proclaimed Jesus in the synagogue, saying, "He is the Son of God." And all who heard him were amazed and said, "Is not this the man who made havoc in Jerusalem of those who called upon his name? And has he not come here for this purpose, to bring them bound before the chief priests?" But Saul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus, by proving that Jesus was the Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We chant Psalm 30, whole verse by whole verse.
I will extol you, O Lord, for you have drawn me up, and have not let my foes rejoice over me. Tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. Face, I was dismayed. Sackcloth and clothe me with gladness.
That my glory may sing your praise and not be silent. Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son.
According to St. John, the 21st chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he revealed himself in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, do you have any fish?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it. And now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved therefore said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards off. When they got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire in place, with fish laid on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We sing hymn 483. You may be seated.
Thank you.
the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Breakfast with the living Lord. Jesus feeds the disciples breakfast by the beach. When I grew up in Ohio, our whole family would go on Saturday down to the beach, Huntington Beach, in Bay Village, Ohio. And my dad would take everything we needed to make bacon and eggs right on the beach, sitting in the sand, all eight of us kids with mom and dad. And we would eat breakfast on the shore and watch the sun come up. We have such fond memories of those breakfasts. Today, we have a breakfast exactly like that with us. Jesus sees the disciples fishing. He's going to give them breakfast to eat, give them a miraculous catch of fish. And this is his third resurrection appearance since Easter Sunday. I suppose the custom of having an Easter breakfast comes from this. The resurrected Lord, there are at least 11 resurrection appearances recorded in the Bible, and there were more. Keep in mind, for many of your friends, Easter Sunday was one day. Easter is 50 days long this season. From the resurrection of Jesus till Ascension Day, 40 days later, he gave convincing proofs he was risen, and then we celebrate Ascension on a Thursday. Jesus told them to stay in Jerusalem till the Holy Spirit came 10 days later on Pentecost Sunday. We're just now beginning those 50 days from Easter to Ascension to Pentecost, and this was the third resurrection appearance. Breakfast with the risen Lord. So as we look at this third appearance of Christ to his disciples, Jesus comes to be our host as well. So we will briefly see from this gospel lesson three aspects of Jesus as a host. First, Jesus is the host who calls us his children and his friends. Secondly, Jesus is the host who controls all of nature, even the universe itself. Thirdly, Jesus is a host who feeds us with true bread of himself, the bread of life. We begin. Jesus, as host, calls us his children and his friends. Here's the context. Jesus reveals himself to them by the Sea of Tiberias. Now that's the same as the lake called Galilee. There were seven disciples there. Simon Peter, Thomas, Nathanael, James, and John, and two others. And just as Simon Peter was always a leader among the apostles, and they needed something to eat, he said, "I'm going fishing." You've got to admire his confidence and his strength. So what do they say? "We will go with you." So they got into their boat and went out onto this lake. It was common for fishermen to fish, in the evening, in the dark, to cast their nets. Well, they fish all night, and the sun is starting to come up, the day is breaking, and they have caught nothing. Jesus is standing on the shore about 100 yards away. They do not recognize that it's Jesus yet. So Jesus simply says, "Children, do you have any fish?" And his voice would have gone across the water. And they said, "No." Jesus calls them children, or his friends. He sees their plight. Jesus is calling them to himself. They don't yet know it. Just as Jesus called these men to be fishers of men and to follow him and be his children and friends, so you heard in the epistle lesson, Jesus did the same for Saul the persecutor and turned him into Paul the apostle. He also called Saul to himself. The Christians were known as the followers of the way, because Jesus said, "I am the way, truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. So the Christians were called the people of the way. That is Jesus. Saul was persecuting the Christians. He was dragging them into courts, throwing them into prison, even having some of them put to death. Everyone knew about Saul. But now the Lord calls him to be his child and friend suddenly. For Saul is traveling to Damascus to persecute even more Christians. Light from heaven, Jesus himself, pushes him to the ground and blinds him. And he uses Ananias to call Saul to himself. So that when Saul says, "Who are you, Jesus?" And Jesus says, "I am Jesus whom you're persecuting." When you persecute the church, the body of Christ, you're persecuting me. And when he's baptized, his sight returns. He's now a child of God, called to himself, to Jesus, just like Jesus called the apostles. He's baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. And to everyone's astonishment, he now starts proclaiming that Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ, and the Son of God. Jesus called the apostles his children and friends. He called Saul to be his child and friend and turned him into Paul the apostle. Jesus calls you in holy baptism to be his child, to be his friend. Children of the Heavenly Father. What a friend we have in Jesus. These hymns are true and accurate. He has called us to be his children. He has called us to be his friend. Remember, whatever you experience, you're a child of God through faith in Christ. Jesus is your friend as well. Secondly, Jesus has control of all of nature itself as the host. The story continues. Just like at the very beginning of his ministry, Jesus says, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat." They do. Suddenly, it's filled with a large number of fish. Large fish, 153. These were fishermen. If you fish, you tell people how many fish you caught. They say, 153. They laid them out on the beach, and they were large. Yet the miracle was not only that it suddenly appeared, the net was not torn. Usually, this amount of fish would have torn the nets to shreds, but they didn't. Jesus had called them at the beginning of the ministry with a miraculous catch of fish to be fishers of men. He is reinstituting them in that office. Now they have all this fish and they're trying to drag the nets with the boat. Now, unlike Peter, John was a more reticent apostle who wrote this gospel. But John was Jesus' best friend, called the disciple whom Jesus loved. The light goes on, and John realizes what's going on. He sees and said, "It's the Lord." That's Jesus. He recognizes him. Simon, who was stripped to his waist for fishing, does what Simon always does. He puts on his outer garment to show respect for Jesus and throws himself into the lake. Do you know how heavy you are when you throw yourself into the water with all your clothes on? And he's going to swim, a strong man, 100 yards all the way to the beach. He then sees the other disciples dragging the nets full of fish. Here we see Jesus' power over all of nature and the universe itself. And the Bible said he has all power in heaven and on earth. He can speak and the storm can go away. He can speak and the fish appear. In the book of Revelation today, you saw that he is on the throne. Thousands times 10,000s of angels cry out to this great one with a loud voice. He's the worthy Lamb who was slain. His blood is the atoning sacrifice for our sin, yet he is also true God. And the seven phrases used about Jesus in his glory are power, wealth, wisdom, might, honor, glory, and blessing are his. All creatures in heaven and on earth, under the earth and in the sea, cry out in his praise. He is the one who sits on the throne, He's in all glory. He's all in glory as true God, yet as true man. He was the Lamb that was slain for us. This Lord Jesus, who can control all of nature, whatever woes, afflictions you experience, bring them to Jesus. He has power to grant your request and to guide you in the path of life with His power. Not only does He call you His child and friend, He has all power in heaven and on earth for you. And you pray to Him and bring your needs to Him. And thirdly, Jesus as host feeds us with Himself as true bread. Now, Jesus will be the host and give them breakfast. When the disciples come on land, you notice the charcoal fire is already burning, the fish is already cooking, and the bread has already been made. Jesus says, bring your fish. They needed to feed 8 people. And what does He say? Come have breakfast. He ate breakfast with them as the sun was coming up. Now it says the disciples knew it was the Lord, so they didn't ask who it was. In other words, Jesus was the same Jesus, but He looked different because He was glorified now. Jesus gave them the fish and the bread, just like He gave us His body and blood with the bread and wine in Holy Communion. He's the host. Now He is raised from the dead, and this was the third time He revealed Himself to the apostles. Jesus was the host for them. Jesus is the host for us. The book of Revelation calls Him the Lamb. He's the good shepherd that became the Lamb. The ransom payment of His blood atoned for our sins. Ransom means this. We were like slaves on the auction block. Jesus came and said, I will purchase that slave with my holy precious blood, and I will set that slave free. We were the slaves. We were in the auction block of sin and death. And Jesus said, I will purchase those slaves with my holy precious blood, and I will set them free. That's what the word ransom means. Purchased and set free by the blood of Christ. This is why all the elders are playing their harps, the golden bowl of incense, their prayers is going up, and we with them are singing a new song, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, to receive all blessing, honor, and glory forever and ever. He has turned us into kings and priests to our God. Here Jesus gives the fruit of that redemption with His holy body and blood under the bread and wine. Here, Jesus is your host. He feeds you with Himself as the living bread. He calls you His children and friends. He has all power in heaven and on earth. And He feeds you as host. So my friends, in conclusion, in our generation, where people do not know who Jesus is, we do know. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and the promised Messiah. He has come to you with forgiveness of sins in the waters of baptism, the preaching and teaching of the Word and the Word of absolution, and His body and blood in the Lord's Supper. And so as we're going through these 50 days of Easter, whenever you eat breakfast and you have your portals of prayer and your Bible, remember, not only are you eating breakfast, if you will, with Jesus at the Lord's table here, when you're at your dinner table or your kitchen table, by word and prayer, you each day with His holy word can rejoice that at your table, in your house, and in your life, you are eating breakfast with the risen Lord. To Him be glory forever. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. The prayers of the church, we stand to pray. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their needs. Worthy, O Lord, are you to be, receive praise and thanksgiving from all of your people, whose Son as the Lamb has ransomed us by his blood. Bless your Church to proclaim your name in accordance with your will. Accomplish your purpose in us to joyfully proclaim your redemption. Lord, in your mercy, ever-living God, you raised up the apostles and Saul that they would suffer for you and proclaim the gospel, baptized in your name. You call many to service in your Church and kingdom as we suffer for the gospel and continue to confound our enemies with your wisdom. Blessed Trinity Lutheran Church, early childhood, campus ministry, and international student ministry. Bless Pastor Andrew Fetter and his wife Megan as they serve in Romania. Bless Seth Horn, Jamie Bruss, and Jonathan Anderson as they also serve in your harvest field. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all nations, continue to bless your Church to spread the gospel in our daily vocations so that many would be saved as we commend our work to you as your saints. This week, bless Cliff Brown, Mason Bayless, Tisha Merchant, and Stephen Nairns, Misty Sendelbach, Debbie Atkinson, Wayne Hartman, and Greg Rohde as they celebrate their baptism and birthday. Bless Hart and Susan Brown, Bobby and Cecilia Huntley as they celebrate their anniversaries. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, you are enthroned in heaven. You have command over all the nations of the earth and set your Church among them to shepherd us into eternal life. We pray for those who serve as governing authorities in our land. We pray for peace in Syria, Israel, Palestine, and the Ukraine. Bless Calvin, Eli, Gabe, Mike, and Alex as they serve defending our freedoms, and be with all those suffering as victims of the recent floodings and tornadoes. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Grant, Lord Jesus Christ, as we bring before you the sufferings of all of our people, grant that they would trust in you in their struggles, and grant that you would give them healing and strength in the midst of their afflictions. Bless Elliot Thostenson, Sandy Cole, and Jerry Hughes, Mike Wente, Mike Knox, and Fern Stein, Linda Lee, Kasurik, and Alan Smith, Betty Tinney, Candy Darwin, and Amber Ward. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, you gave your Son to be the Lamb. He gives us his own flesh for our food and his blood for us to drink. Grant repentant hearts and faith so that we will abound in hope in every circumstance. The same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
As we gather the offerings, please take the attendance pad on either side of the pew, fill it out, and put it in the basket on the narthex as you depart. We now gather the offerings. You may be seated.
Thank you.
service of the sacrament, page 208. We stand. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve, who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Christ, the body of Christ.
Thank you.
body of Christ.
Blood of Christ. Blood of Christ. Blood of Christ shed for you. The blood of Christ shed for you.
Take a drink.
True body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith and body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Page 211, we stand to sing. Upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.